Almighty God, we pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the social, cultural and economic well-being of our rural city. Help us to be wise in our deliberations and fair in our actions so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. The Horsham Rural City Council acknowledges the five traditional owner groups of this land, the Wachabolic Wagai, Japagol Jagwa and Jagwa Jali people. We recognise the important and ongoing place that all Indigenous people hold in our community. We pay our respects to the elders, both past and present, and commit to working together in the spirit of mutual understanding and respect for the benefit of the broader community and future generations. Please be seated. Welcome councillors, staff, members of the public and meeting to our council meeting. My name is Councillor Robin Galeen and I'm the Mayor of Horsham Rural City Council. I advise the public that tonight's council meeting will be recorded to maintain an audio archive which will be available on the Horsham Rural City Council website as soon as possible. Please note that this meeting is being live streamed on the internet. I have an apology from Councillor Bell tonight. Could I have someone to move that we accept that apology? Thank you, Councillor Ross. Second. Thank you, Councillor Bowe. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Are there any requests for leave of absence? No. Thank you. The minutes for the meeting of Council held on the 26th of April 2021. Councillor Hayner.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I just wish to move an amendment to correct the draft minutes of 26th of April 2021, recommendation 910. The minutes do not record my reason for abstaining from voting on the second recommendation. I just wish to have the draft minutes corrected to record the reason why I abstained from voting and the reason I abstained from voting on item 910, second recommendation, is because I did not have enough information to make an informed decision, not because I don't need to meet. And I'd like the minutes to be corrected to record this.
Thank you, Councillor Hainell. So, Councillor Hainell, are you prepared to move the minutes with that, recommend that amendment?
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Can I have a second, please? Councillor Ross, thank you. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Are there any declarations of conflicts of interest for tonight's meeting? No? Thank you.
No, sorry. I just had a general interest in that the top of my road adjoins the bridge that's up for discussion, but it's not a conflict. I just want to make it a motion.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor. Hang on. Public question time. Public question time is allocated at the start of the meeting before the formal agenda by council. Questions must be submitted in writing to council by 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the council meeting. We have received two questions for tonight's meeting. The first question is, the purpose of this report is to receive and note the investment attraction and growth report for March 2021. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Power.
Madam Mayor, the recommendation there is that Council receive and note the investment attraction and growth report for March 2021.
Someone to second that, please. Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Ross. Councillor Power, would you open the debate, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I don't think there'll be much of a debate about this at all. I think everything that's been put to us is just positive. It's the figures are all there in front of us to show us what the community is actually doing, getting out and about. Also, the attractions that we have got here in Horsham, fantastic to see the new dining proposal down there on May Park. I think that's just something that's just coming out of the blue. I wish him a lot of luck down there. Every time I drive past, I see a few people down there buying their coffees and so forth. Fantastic for our main park, that's for sure. They have Kentucky Fried Chicken and the rest of them, and a big hotel on the other side. But they have a family-friendly, that's what I'll call it, that cafe there, a family-friendly little spot that you can go and get a coffee with the kids and go and sit near the playground. What else have we got near? The planning and so forth, planning applications. It just shows at the moment that we seem to be a bit of a buzz at the moment with people coming and going. It looks good. My congratulations goes to Fiona Gorman and also Kevin and Brian for all the work they've done to put this together for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Power. Councillor Bode, do you wish to speak? Or is it...
I think it's a great report, great to see the what's happening with fashion in our community, and thanks again for great report for Mr. Ron and other staff. Thank you.
Thank you. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Councillor Ross, you wish to speak? Yep.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Look, there is a lot of great data here, but I am concerned that there's a number of VCAT hearings going at the moment, and it's just listed in the report as a number of matters listed for VCAT. And I believe, as councillors, we should be briefed and informed of all the VCAT matters that occur in this municipality. I expect more detail. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Hainer?
I actually did ask by emails just today. With Mr. O'Brien, we talk about the RFQ and seeking proposals from consultant groups on major capital proposed capital works projects. I just wondered if you would mind, Mr. O'Brien, if you could just fill us in a little bit more on what some of those might be, the proposed capital works for the.
Thank you.
Through you, Madam Mayor. So in relation to the stage two of the Horsham South Structure Plan, we're starting to get a bit more into the detail of what is required around delivering on the structure plan. So when we talk about capital works, we talk about it could be in relation to additional roads or open space development and so forth as part of the structure plan. So it actually starts to look at some of the additional infrastructure that's required. Obviously, with the structure plan, with rezonings and so forth, that will take place over a period of time. The developers have a key role to play in any future development of Horsham South. But there is opportunities where we'll identify what funding council needs to consider as part of the structure plan being developed overall. Therefore, we'll inform future capital requirements. And obviously, that's going to have to be prioritised by council in line with other projects that it deems to be important for the community.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. Okay, thank you. Anyone else wish to speak? Okay, that being the case, we'll put this to the vote. All those in favour? Those against? Thank you, that is carried. 9.2 Wimmera Regional Multisport Precinct Feasibility Study. The purpose of this report is to endorse the updated Wimmera Regional Multisport Precinct Feasibility Study Consultants Brief. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is someone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Flynn.
Recommendation that council endorse the updated Wimmera Regional Multisport Precinct Feasibility Study Consultants Brief, Appendix 9.2A, and release the 2 March.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder for that motion, please? Thank you, Councillor Power. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Anyone wish to speak to this motion, Councillor Flynn? Would you like to start the debate, please?
I want to make a point not to talk about myself, but we've been talking about a multi-purpose sporting facility since I was at school, and it's a little bit of time since I've been at school. I believe we need to keep moving forward with the planning for this, as I would hate to see Horsham miss out on an opportunity in the future to receive significant funding for a sporting precinct that will not only benefit us, but will benefit the region. Now, I know in the report that's been presented, a future funding risk. It's noted that Sport and Rec Victoria is not the only funding path for sport and recreational assets. However, they are highly influential. Sport and Recreation Victoria has a strong and close alliance with RDV and is frequently called upon to inform state and federal ministers on project suitability, status and viability. So I'm certainly for this proposal and I would like to see us keep moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Power.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just would like to endorse what Councillor Flynn has just spoken of. Fantastic idea. This has been going on for years and years and years. The basketball stadium's over 40 years old now. The portion football ground down there, the pavilion and so forth down there, again, that was there when I was playing football 45 years ago. So those sort of amenities happen. But then we look at the smaller sports, such as the squash courts, hockey. People talking about hockey, I don't know where hockey is actually situated here in Washington, which is very disappointing for me not to know that sort of thing. But there are other smaller sports like badminton, table tennis, those facilities that we talk on all the time, that being a regional centre, and I keep on saying regional centre, a lot of people around, well, not a lot of people, there's a few people around Portia that really don't want us to see us become a regional centre. A very small minority of people that keep knocking the good things that could come of Portia if we were to develop and grow. This is one of those things. We need this brief to get out there. We need to get out there. We need to have a look around and see what facilities we have got, what area of Horsham that this facility could go into. So it's one of those things that is a must, and we need to get the community right behind us. As councillors, we need to be pushing motions like this for regional growth. With the sports, you don't have to go to a football match on a Saturday, say, see how many people attend a football game, how much money is spent there, what develops into those clubs. So if every other club has the same sort of impact on people, their enjoyment of life, but also the economic side of things, where people go to these sports, spend a little bit of money for a feed and so forth, this can all do to a better and bigger portion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Planning is good. It's good to have feasibility studies to move forward, but I do have some concerns. I believe we have not looked, well, the brief doesn't look close enough at the partnership opportunities with education department facilities, such as our Horsham West Primary School and the secondary school there, because if we can have everyday week use and have education money to help, it'll help partnership and development facilities. And this should not be locked in with the Sydney River. It should be all, anywhere across Horsham is the best location for a sports facility. And I'm not sure the brief emphasises that enough. I think it tends to focus a little too much around showgrounds and the river precinct. And that's all I can say, thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Bowe.
I'm looking forward to this report too, because I feel that we need to have an accessible and suitable location for the multi-sporting precincts, which allows for future growth of both sport and the population, whilst supporting the wealth and health, the health and well-being of our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Boat. Would anyone else like to speak? I'd like to acknowledge Sport and Rec Victoria for providing half the funding for this feasibility study. It's important to note that as part of this brief, six sites must be explored across our municipality to determine where the most appropriate is. Once they determine the most appropriate, it will come back to council for us to resolve and acknowledge as the chosen site. And then a further detailed assessment of that site will be undertaken. No one knows where that chosen site will be until the first phase of this analysis is done. So this feasibility study is a really important first step in our long-term future as our regional city. Councillor Flynn, would you like to close out the debate, please?
Thank you. As my fellow councillors have said, planning is important. We need to develop and plan for our future. And we're a regional city, and I think it's quite sad that we have adults, children who play hockey for Horsham, driving to Yingoola, and that's their home ground. So I'm looking forward to, as the rest of you are, to seeing what this plan informs us and moving forward. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Councillors, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. 9.3, Strategic Advocacy Prospectus. The purpose of this report is to adopt the Strategic Advocacy Prospectus, Creating Urban-Rural Balance, Horsham Rural City Council Priority Capital Works Projects for Government and Private Sector Investment. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion?
Yes,
Councillor Flynn.
The recommendation that Council adopt the strategic advisory prospectus, appendix 9.3A, and to review the strategic advocacy prospectus when the new Council plan 2021-2025 is adopted later in 2021.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder for that motion, please? Councillor Power. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Okay, Councillor Flynn, would you like to start, please?
Thank you to the staff that are obviously contributed a lot of time and effort to put this document together. It's a great perspective of what we need in Bushman now in our region. There will be both a state and federal election held within the next 18 months, and this is a great document. It highlights the many and varying priorities and projects within the municipality, and I do note that it can be reviewed as required. So it would be great if things are now funded and we have to put other things on our list.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Councillor Power.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. For a start, to congratulate the people who put this together. These beautiful coloured pictures in here, I think, are absolutely fantastic. I don't know whether a community members actually get to have a look at something like this because it is very well done. But it also not only looks good, feels good, and explains things that we need to do as a regional centre, as a community that wants to go ahead, a community that wants to encourage people to come and live in Horsham, come and live in the surrounds of Horsham, come and live at Jung, Pimpernaya, out at Baharam, for example. They're just not farming communities out in those areas. They are communities that need to survive and thrive. And if we go through the pamphlets here of what we have got, what we need and how to develop, not only will it create people to come and live here, but will it create employment. We need employment. We're having strife at the moment with issues arising at the moment because of the Roomera Base Hospital. Okay, so some of these projects that we have got here that could be earmarked with funding could entice medical practitioners to come and live in Horsham. It could entice other employees that are at the Roomera Base Hospital that we apparently don't have at the moment. It might entice other people to come and live in Horsham, come and be a part of Horsham's surrounds. So without booklets like this, without pamphlets, without coloured pictures, without a description of what we'd like to do and how we'd like to go about it, how are we going to receive funding to do so? This is great. This is absolutely brilliant, and I suggest that everybody in the community who is listening tonight or would like a copy, contact the council officers and just have a look and see what this program actually works towards. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bob.
Thanks, Councillor. Totally agree with you. This is one of the most important documents to have because we've got to have shovel ready projects ready for when federal and state come with funding or allocate. Because there's other councils are doing the same. We're all competing for the same lot of funding, and we all have the best interest of the community and moving it forward. So it's a very important document, and it's a living document that will change when we review the council plan. And I've been following other councils to see what they're doing. They are absolutely, and I've been informed where we're all talking about the same thing, what we want for our community.
Thank you, Councillor. Does anyone else like to speak? No, Councillor Hayner. I'd just like to say that the prospectus is
good, and it's got some worthwhile projects in it. And obviously, with the elections coming up and attracting funding, we need to have something to provide to our politicians. But at the end of the day, it does say that it's subject to change by council. What concerns me is that wording. I would rather see it subject to change by community, given that we're having community consultations soon. It shouldn't just be up to council changing it, but rather the community, because it's their projects that they wanted that they would advocate for. So I would rather see that as change by community after the consultation rather than council.
Thank you. Councillor Flynn, would you like to close out the debate, please?
Thank you. It's great to see that everyone is happy and pleased with this prospective document. I just think it would be great that we as a municipality, when the politicians or those running for office come and say, hey, what would you like funded if I want to see it? And we've got this document that is professional, full of shovel-ready projects that we can go here. This is our number one priority. We would really like this if we get elected. So, as the others have said, please take the time to have a look at it and get involved. So, thank you.
Thank you. Councillors, we'll put that motion to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. 9.4, audio recording of council meetings policy. The purpose of this report is to adopt the updated audio recording of council meetings policy, which has been reviewed to align with the new Local Government Act 2020. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move this as a motion? Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I would like to wish to move an amendment to expand the motion, please. That council also include the video recordings of council meetings in line with the new Local Government Act 2020. So we've got that ready.
So would you like to read the whole motion that you're moving, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. That council adopt the revised audio recordings of council meetings policy attached as Appendix 9.4A, and that council also include the video recordings of council meetings in line with the new Local Government Act 2020.
Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Ross. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Okay, Councillor Haynell, would you please start the debate?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think it's really important to ensure transparency and accountability to community as a reference for our council meetings, as required by the Local Government Act. This is for the benefit of community, so that they have the benefit of seeing the councillors as they participate in the meeting for future reference. Recorded versions of the council meetings are a great account and good record keeping to refer back to for good governance and transparency.
Thank you. Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'm a client of the Council of Home Office. So, Bill, thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone opposed to that motion? Councillor Flynn.
We've obviously updated our policy. We've had some good things that have come out of COVID pandemic, which is live streaming council meetings. We have minimal amendments to be compliant with the new Local Government Act, and I'm just concerned to add video recording. I don't know what the cost is or what the implication is to us as a council. Is that something we can do at the moment? Is it a huge cost, and is there a huge cost involved? So these are two questions I'd like to answer.
Okay. Mr. Barlow, Mr. Harrison?
Yep. Through you, Madam Mayor. To consider the video, we'll have to think about there's a whole range of things in relation to it, particularly privacy matters with the gallery. So we have discussed these things in the past. There's also issues of how it gets stored and reported, and the technical aspects of being able to produce a good quality video as well. So there's a whole, there are a number of things we have to consider in order to be able to do video as well. There will be cost associated with it.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone like to speak in favour of the motion? Anyone else like to speak against the motion? Councillor Bowe.
I'd like to speak against, because I feel that I need further information in regard to the videoing. I see a bit like it, but to be able to have this is the first I've heard about. I require more information. Maybe this needs to come again to a briefing with that further information. I'm just trying to get the correct word and procedure for that. Because I just require a bit more information to support that motion. I can see some valid points for it. And it's also a different way of how you capture it, because there's a lot more involved than saying it's from an audio recording, because and so it's
you have the final say. So Councillor Power.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I thought I was going to get cut out there for a sec. Yes. In relation to this, audio recording has been council meetings. Of the same issue that the other two councillors had in relation to the cost. I have no issue at all in relation to the video of it, but that's only me. Other people might find that objectionable. Cost-wise, until it's actually brought to us as councillors to tell us how much it's going to cost, that is something I'd need to know for a start. This audio recording of council meetings actually went to a briefing meeting. So we've all had time to think about it and talk about it and ask questions at that briefing meeting or days after. I just wonder why, being a Monday, it's brought to my attention now. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Power. Anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Haynell, would you like to close out the debate, please?
Councillor Ross.
No, you...
Could I ask a question?
Certainly.
Robin, if this motion is lost, can we then remove the web video so we can have a audio recording?
Well, or as everyone's already spoken.
So the option, Madam Mayor, is that maybe if council needs to have another discussion about this and we defer this item, then we can talk about it again.
Are you happy to defer this item, or do we resolve it and...
or can we lock this motion on the head, go back to the original motion, and then in the future after we have briefings on the video side of things, whether we can actually bring a motion to the in relation to having video. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, you could do that.
So, Councillor Hanelli, would you and Councillor Ross be happy to take out the added line about the video until we've done further investigations into the technical requirements and the cost of it, and we can bring it back to a future meeting?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would like to leave it as it is. I would say no, because I cannot understand why every other council has their council meetings available on video. I mean, I don't even think cost should be a factor with this, and this is something that talks to good governance, openness and transparency for the community, and that's what this new act is all about. So, no, I wouldn't want to change that amendment.
Okay, well, that's the case. We'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour of the motion in front of us, please raise your hand. Thank you. Those against, that motion is lost. So we might just suspend standing orders for a moment, please. Thank you. That is carried. Okay, we might just have a conversation about standing orders. Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Seconder. Thank you, Councillor Ross. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Okay, we'll move on. That motion has been lost. We will reconsider that at a future briefing, and it will come back.
So that means that motion can't be brought forward now for another 3 months?
No, that's not true. It's only a notice of motion that can't be brought forward in for 3 months. A normal council officer report can be brought back. To 9.5, Hamilton Street Pedestrian Bridge. The purpose of this report is to consider funding allocation for the proposed Hamilton Street Pedestrian Bridge project. Councillors, we have a long recommendation there in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Powell.
Actually, Madam Mayor, while this is a brief point of order, under governance rules of 23.8, it says, unless the council resolves to release at a future meeting a notice of motion which has been lost or not moved, a similar motion must not be put before the council for at least 3 months from the date it was lost.
Correct, notice of motion.
There was notice of motion.
Correct. Not an officer report, a notice of motion.
Yeah, so that the motion was lost on this on the 1st of March. 3 months is not expired.
It wasn't a notice of motion. It was an officer report. It's not a notice of motion. It's a difference.
My understanding was it was a motion to seek funding.
No, it's a note. You're talking about in the government's rule, it says a notice of motion. It does not say an officer report. It says a notice of motion, which is something separate.
So is this an officer report then?
Yes. Correct. Not a notice of motion. Okay, Councillor Powell, would you please read the motion?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The recommendation is that Council note that the Hamilton Street Pedestrian Bridge is estimated to cost $2 million to $2.2 million and the approaching ramps, landscapes and ancillary works are estimated to cost $250,000. Approve the assignment of $1.125 million allocated by the Australian Government under its Local Roads and Community Infrastructure, which is LRCI, Phase 2 program, to the Hamilton Street Pedestrian Bridge project. Number three, submit an application. I'll read that again. Submit an application to the Regional Development Victoria, RDV, to fund the balance of the pedestrian bridge project, estimated to be $1.25 million. Number four is negotiate with and seek contribution from the relevant land developers for the sum of $100,000. Number five, commence the procurement process for the construction of the bridge. Number six, note that the expected project cost is well in excess of the CEO's financial delegation and the contract for the construction can only be awarded by council. And number seven is, consider sources for the balance of the funding if the RDV funding application is unsuccessful or the amount allocated by the RDV is less than the amount requested. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I have someone second that motion, please? Councillor Finn. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Okay. Councillor Powell, would you like to open the debate, please?
Thank you. We've talked about Hamilton Street Pedestrian Bridge and all the good points and all the bad things have all been brought up previously. This is an application, this is a recommendation, I should say, for an application to be made for some funding. I've never seen and never heard of, never been a part of such a difficult process to actually apply for funding for a project. I really haven't. Yes, there's some little bits and pieces in there that say if it falls over, we're into the if things again. As a council, we should be positive and really go for funding wherever we can. This is an application for funding that will benefit, here we go again, that's what you'll say, rural city of Horsham, rural west, rural that and everything else. Okay, this project itself will create some employment in town. It will create healthy lives for not only children riding their bikes to school, but other people that would be doing the walk up and down or across or around the river. The health benefits to this are insurmountable, not only for the young, but for the old. Old people like myself that will have the opportunity to walk from the Weir down the other side of Burn Creek and be able to cross the river there and view what's on the other side of the river. Not very hard to imagine. We've got one bridge there at the moment a pedestrian bridge in there at the moment. That does that for us partially. We need to have one at the other end of the river to encourage people from that large housing block over there in the south to actually move to the river, walk to the river, walk across the river and walk into town if it's possible, ride a bike, do whatever you like. But just, this is just an application that needs to be pushed forward. If we're not successful, and I say if we're not successful, we need then to be able to find ways and means of financing this program. But again, the recommendation there is for a funding application. Thank you.
Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I acknowledge this is not a safe and beautiful crossing of the river, but it's still an important piece of infrastructure. Investigations will continue into the second vehicle crossing. This is an essential piece of infrastructure because it's about people. Accessibility, encouraging the community to be active, and also connecting our community. This is what I've had people tell me. This bridge is going to be the safe way my girls get to school. Another person said her husband and her will easily be able to connect with their friends on the opposite side of the river. And then a grandparent told me that their sons, brother-in-laws and granddaughters live on the other side of the river, so he will be easily able to walk the dog or ride his bike to simply share time with his family. And he went on to say, why wouldn't we want more walking paths, bike tracks and bridges to connect people and encourage our community to be healthy and active?
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Anyone else wish to speak? Anyone against the motion? Councillor Ross.
As I stated previously, when this motion came forward, I vote against the project per se, but I'm against the project on the basis that I don't believe it's been costed properly. This is not a couple of $1,000s for an audio video. This could be millions. If I was a betting man, I'd bet this costs over $3 million. Because I haven't seen the costing, I haven't seen the geotech work. There's been no summary of the engineers' costings at all. And that really concerns me, because there's a clause in there that, further in the notes and the appendices, that the funding will be picked up by the council if we're not successful with the grants. The other thing that concerns me is the source of the funding for the primary grant is supposed to create local employment and economy in the COVID times. No one in Horsham has the capability to build that bridge. Only probably the earthworks to approach it and the lighting can be done by local contractors. The rest will be sourced from people from Albury or Melbourne. That shortchanges our people. But there's many projects in this town that can be done to create employment in Horsham. And also, I believe, this is not an officer's report. Clearly, it's for approval for a project. It's a motion to approve a project, and I wish to see the legal opinion, if there's one obtained, to say this can come back. So I believe 23.8 stands as a governance rule, and this should not be introduced before the 1st of June. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bowe, thank you.
Central to apply for this funding is we need to use all the funding money allocated to the project as a lesson cost on our community, because by the way, the community shouldn't have to pay for projects which shortfalls in funding is not successful. And we need to ensure that all funding assigned to the project is to be spent by their work completed in the required timelines of the funding guidelines. I have heard the views on the pedestrian and vehicle bridge. I am one who'd like to see both. There is an allocated funds there in the budget to facilitate planning of another vehicle bridge in conjunction with Regional Roads Victoria as a part of an alternative truck route. Council can only apply for pedestrian bridge funding. We need to move our community forward and look after the health and well-being of our community. We need to ensure that planning of a bridge needs to meet the demand of our community, current and future residential estates, and the knowledge places of natural heritage or cultural significance along our fantastic river. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Would you like to speak, Councillor Hayden?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So, as this motion is not a further notice of motion and is supported by an officer report with new information that's been brought to light, after much deliberation, since further information has been provided, even though the funding is still not secured for part of this project, it's apparent to me from community feedback that this bridge is something that the community wants and will benefit the overall community. Had community members tell me how disappointed they were that this was not passed previously. Because I'm loyal to the community who voted for me, I'm in favour of this footbridge for our community. And even though the grant funds are to be secured, I feel that either way, this is something that needs to have funds secured somehow. An additional factoring in for unforeseen blowouts has also been included, which I was happy to see, as any shortfall would be covered in the funding store. Overall, the community who approached me told me that they would want this bridge, and that's why I'm voting in favour of this project now that I've seen the shortfalls accounted for. I'm confident that this is in the general interest of the overall worship community, and that's why I'm in favour of this bridge.
Thank you, Councillor Hayden. This motion's asking us to do a couple of things. One is to approve allocation of the federal government money. The second is to apply to RDB for some grant funding. And the third is to release the tender documents. When we receive the tender back, when we know the result of the RDB funding, that will come back to us for further decision. All we are doing is approving an application to RDB and for the tender documents to be released. So we'll have the full costings. We've done an amazing amount of work in-house. We've talked to a whole range of engineering firms who do this to try and make sure we are within ballpark with our 2 to 2.2 million. But until we actually put out the tender documents and get them in, we cannot possibly have true costing. So I don't understand why we would be debating and arguing about this. All we're doing is putting it out there for further information so we can make a decision when we have that further information down the track.
Councillor Powell, would you like to close out this debate, please, or have you said everything you wish to say?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have said everything I'd like to say. I'd just like to thank everybody for having a say. Because this is about community. This bridge is about community. It's about Horsham. And each and every one of us are entitled to have a say. Now, once it goes away, it comes back, as you said, in relation to what funding we get, what funding we don't get, how we work on it from there. If we don't apply for funding, we're just not going to go anywhere. It's as simple as that.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. All right, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour? Those against? Thank you. That is carried.
Can I call permission, please?
Of course you can. Councillor Ross has called a division. Could I have a show of hands, please, of all those in favour of this motion? Councillor Haynell, Councillor Bowe, Councillor Flynn, Councillor Powell, Councillor Deline. Those in against this motion? Councillor Ross. Thank you. That motion is carried. 9.6, contract 21/024, supply and delivery of one twin steel water tanker with optional trade-in. Councillors, the purpose of this report is to award contract 21/024 for the supply and delivery of a new Isuzu FYX350-350 twin steel water tanker. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I move the motion that Council award the tender for contract 21042, supply and deliver of new Isuzu FYX350-350 twin steer water tanker to the truck specialist at a total cost of $280,037 ex GST. There's no trading.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Can I have a second for that motion, please? Councillor Haynell. Is this motion opposed? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. It's important that we upgrade our fleet and keep it in good condition. The previous tanker was bought second-hand and initial life had expired, I guess, or come to drawing to an end, so it's important we have quality equipment to do the job we need to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Haynell, would you like to speak? Anyone else wish to speak? Okay, that being the case, we'll put this Motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Thank you. That is carried. 9.7, contract 21-022, concrete overlay and barrier works, Mount William Creek Bridge on Bush and Lubeck Road, Bridge, St Helens Plains. The purpose of this report is to award contract 21-022 for the concrete deck overlay Bush and Lubeck Road Bridge over Mount William Creek. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Power. Would you like to read that motion, please?
I'm a bit slow. Recommendations that Council award contract 21-022 for the concrete deck overlay from the Mount William Creek Bridge on the Horsham Lubeck Road to F&JL Wilmore of Horsham for a contract sum of $336,216.12 ex GST.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder for that motion, please? Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Is anyone opposed to that motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? That being the case, we'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. 9.8, Chief Executive Officer's Operational Report. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the Chief Executive Officer's Operational Report for May 2021. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move this as a motion? Councillor Power.
Recommendation that Council receive and note the Chief Executive Officer's Operational Report for May 2021.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder for that motion, please? Thank you, Councillor Bow. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? That being Councillor Powell.
Thank you. Madam Mayor, I'd just like to congratulate the Chief Executive on and his able to offer men and women that put together the report for us. And if the community can actually get a copy of this, this would be really great for them to go through and just have a look and see what has been done in our community through our Chief Executive. Just a couple of little things here on the community engagement. For example, the Business Reimagined, online budget Q&A, the Botanical Gardens. A very important thing that we often fail to mention would be our citizenship ceremonies that we have here for our new citizens of our country. Fantastic to see that the one that's written in here is Monday the 26th of April. So there's 4 people that become Australian citizens that were living here in Horsham or about Horsham. Outdoor dining was another one, the skate park community barbecue. Again, it's a team that's gone out, had a look in the Lawrence Skate Park and providing or will provide new amenities down there. So all those little things that are in it. Another one that a lot of people don't realise, though, but defibrillators have been installed. The facilities team, it says here, the facilities team commenced on the relocation of the council-managed defibs, which were previously located inside facilities. When we went to North Park, we were actually shown that the defib over there is now on the outside, so people can actually get to use the defib if they need to, and that's a really big thing. What's the point in having defibs if they're locked up inside a building and you can't get to them? So the report, I think, is a great report, and I just encourage the CEO and his staff to keep on doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. Councillor Bow, would you like to speak? Would anyone else like to speak? No, that being the case, we'll put this to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. 10, Councillor Reports and Acknowledgements. Can I ask someone to move that we suspend standing orders, please? Councillor Haynell. Second, Councillor Bow. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Standing orders, please. Councillor Power. Second, Councillor Flynn. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Can someone please move that we receive the reports? Councillor Ross. Second, Councillor Power. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. There's no urgent business. There is no petitions and joint letters. 13, procedural business. The purpose of this of agenda item 13.1 is to receive and note the informal meetings of councillors for the council briefing meetings held on the 23rd of April, 3rd of May and 10th of May, it's all right. The purpose of agenda item 3.2 is to receive and note the lease between HRCC and John Ernest O'Meara, Horsham City Cinema, Ascentic Cinema, 37 to 41 Pinson Street, Horsham. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion, please? Councillor Haynell.
Let council receive and note agenda items 13.1, informal meetings of councillors, record of meetings, 13.2, sealing of documents, 13.3, inward correspondence, 13.4, council committee minutes.
Thank you. Can I have a second for that motion, Councillor Flynn? Does anyone wish to speak to that motion? Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? That being the case, we'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. 14, notices of motion. There is a notice of motion for tonight's agenda from Councillor Claudia Haynell. Councillor, would you like to have the floor?
Thank you, Madam Mayor and councillors. May is domestic.
No, just move your motion, please, first.
Thank you.
Go further.
I wish to move that council look at a project for a women's serenity garden in Horsham CBD, given that we have the highest incidence of domestic violence in the region, actually double the state average. A full report on the data would also be appropriate, and briefing held in council chambers to hear from the women in the community on the topic of domestic violence and the need for a tranquil garden space for all women to feel safe.
Horsham has the highest motion. Can I have a second for Councillor Ross? Is anyone opposed to this motion?
Sorry.
Councillor Haynell, you can start.
Rationale.
Yep.
And the rationale is number one, Horsham has the highest domestic violence rate in the region, it's double the state average. Number two, in the same way, men have a men's shed, women who make up 50% of the community and most affected by domestic violence would like to have a safe space to retreat to for their own. The one thing homeless women wanted, according to the Australian Human Rights Commission report, was a place to call their own and card. I'm asking that Horsham or City Council put this project on the next meeting agenda as a council provided space. The three many women in Horsham Rural City community have reached out stating they would love to see this happen and they're wanting to donate their own funds to construct memorial benches in such a space. They are accepting the invitation of Horsham Rural City Council to come to a briefing and give their reasons why this is a valid project for the health and well-being of women in our community. Such a garden space would fit in with Horsham Rural City Council objectives on Council Plan Goal 1, Community and Cultural Development, and also Goal 5, Built Natural and Built Environments, and the Horsham Rural City Council Open Space Strategy of developing green spaces within the CAD, the Central Activity District. Horsham Rural City Council prioritise and allocate the funding within the upcoming budget for a women's serenity garden in Horsham.
Councillor Ross, would you like to speak, please?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. First of all, thank you for putting the women's project forward. It's got great merit. And thanks for the courage being for it too. There's something healing about green space and garden, and people who are in times of turmoil or trouble, there's nothing better than perhaps just sit and contemplate somewhere safe in a beautiful place. And I would commend this project and support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Anyone like to speak against this motion? Anyone like to speak for this motion? Anyone else like to speak, Councillor Flynn?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not against this. We all need to feel safe in our community and we all need a place to call home and gather, meet with people. But I think we need, before we allocate or prioritise any funds in the upcoming budget, I think we need to see plan, proposal, a business case, so we can make a well-informed decision on what we are actually committing to. And I've got two questions. Who funds MedShed and who facilitates the program for MedShed within our community?
Mr. O'Brien, are you able to answer that question?
Through you, Madam Mayor. So the MedShed, they receive funds from state government, and also they contribute funds as part of their own committee. The MedShed is overseen or administered through the Primary Care Partnership in the Woodrow region. So Primary Care Partnership have several MedSheds that sit under their umbrella as far as carrying out the administration on behalf of that particular shed.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Powell, you're beating. I saw you first. You can go, Councillor Powell.
Oh, Davey, had his hand up before. Look, this is a great idea, it really is. There is such a need.
You get to speak to the motion. What's that matter? Haven't you already spoken? I've moved to the motion. I haven't spoken to you.
Thank you. There is a need. As I said, this is a great opportunity for us too. And just hearing what I've just heard then from Mr. O'Brien in relation to the finances, because that was one of my questions. Is it a council, is it something the council actually funds out of the ratepayers' money? It's a query that I have got, still got, and I would like to see figures on where men's sheds are actually funded through and from, and if there's a possibility of, we may be the first one in the state to do such a thing. If men's sheds be funded, why can't this be funded as well? A lot of questions there that I haven't got the answers for, and I dare say in the coming weeks or months that we can challenge our directors and our CEO into finding out this information for us so as we can actually pursue the dream of what Councillor Harnell has got. It's highly commendable, it really is. If we can do something that the Aboriginal ladies have done for Horsham, if we've got a group of people that are quite prepared to get up and do what they have done and combine with a couple of organisations and actually go to state government or federal government and say, this is what we want and we're not going to give up until we get it, I'll be right behind you. Thank you.
Councillor Haynell, on my apologies, I thought you were speaking to the motion. I'll give you the floor and then we'll go to Councillor Bowden. No, you go first. You can finish at the end, but you can speak now since I missed you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So May is Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month. Held during May each year to raise community awareness and promote a clear message that this kind of violence will not be tolerated in our communities. In 2016, following Rosie Batty's traumatic experiences, the Royal Commission into Family Violence made 227 recommendations to prevent family violence and keep victim survivors safe and supported. Recommendations outlined the systemic and cultural change needed to achieve the vision of a Victoria free from family violence. Data shows that it is overwhelmingly women who suffer from domestic violence. Last week was Victorian Law Week. And we heard from Victorian women lawyers that often the only chance during COVID-19 lockdown some women were able to contact services for help from domestic violence was when they went to the supermarket or chemist for essentials. When spoken to, these women said that they felt they had no place, no support, and that no one cared. What if those and other women rendered homeless due to domestic violence had a private space, a tranquil garden setting, where they were respectfully able to sit and make a phone call for help rather than in a crowded supermarket or busy street? Women locally, when asked, wanted a garden space where they could just be. Simply a tranquil garden space, a safe retreat. A fully functioning garden was something that was discussed and would possibly be another project as an ancillary to this Serenity Garden project. But it was decided in an informal stakeholders meeting that a safe space of reflection was really all that women wanted locally. Women also need to be consulted in this whole process to allow for the possibility of larger projects such as a fully functioning women's working garden. Also, the Serenity Garden needs to be inclusive of women regardless of age, background, ability, heritage or culture. Everyone should feel welcome. As of September 2020, Horsham had the highest rate of domestic violence in our region. The statistics coming out of Horsham Municipality are more than double the state average, and it continues to always be consistently high. Let's be leaders. Let local government can and should lead the way. We have a shared space for men, a youth rehab space for the ageing, a station building for youth. We have a cenotaph to recognise the dead who fought for our freedoms. When one woman every week is murdered by a current or former partner, and Australia Police deal with 657 domestic violence matters every day, a designated space for a women's training garden is small but significant, and it will show that Horsham Rural City Council recognise women and support a domestic violence free state. I'm asking Horsham Rural City Council to please allocate a space and provide some possible designs for a Serenity Garden, at the same time collaborating and consulting with the local women stakeholders and community. This concept could be adopted for other towns and the municipality also, like Nanaimo, or keep an eye on. This is Horsham Rural City Council's opportunity to stand up and show community and the state that women do have a place, they are supported, and that their civic leaders do care. Because when women are supported, taken care of, contributing and functioning at their best,
we will benefit. Councillor Bowen, please. The discussion for the Serenity Garden has already taken place in council with the relevant parties and council staff. We've already had a couple of women who have come from the community to a county briefing to discuss this garden for women. There's also will be coming up with the appropriate community organisations to discuss in the council meeting in regards to the gardens. Also last week I attended a webinar on the domestic violence in the new norm, COVID normal, and opportunities for change and reform. I fully understand domestic violence and can affect everyone in the community, regardless of their level of income, status, gender, age or culture. As I have witnessed, heard and reported and been a victim of domestic violence in my role as a youth community through my role in youth work, community work, and my personal life. We need to ensure all relevant parties and organisations, along with council, we need to ensure the health and wellbeing and safety of all domestic violence victims. I am yet to see any formal plans on paper regarding the cost and other funding sources available to set up maintenance costs gardens and build, keep running the gardens, any cultural awareness of the women who are going to be going there, because when I was listening to the webinar, they were talking about a lot of domestic violence victims being people from multicultural backgrounds. The location for the gardens and the details of the donations already received, and ensuring that women's safety from both male and female perpetrators. And I've got an additional question for the advice. To find that, because I'm not sure whether the distinction between the gardens, because I'm starting to sort of say the gardens, with the mention of the men's shed, that people... It's the men's shed, something totally different. Because my impression of the men's shed is where it was for men that have, well, particularly the Horsham one, where men have retired and who love woodwork, and an opportunity for people who didn't have the something repaired and they can proceed to fix it up, whereas the gardens is a place to go and reflect and remember. So I think the two are getting muddled up compared to be the same thing, which they're not. And I just feel that blokes have been a little bit stereo or pigeonhole, like being on one, which we're all not into the woodwork. So, yeah, so I just want a little bit of clarification what man shed is really, what is a man shed? Thank you.
Mr. O'Brien, you have
been
providing information.
So the men's shed concept was basically historically where men were actually using their own sheds in their backyards to make things and fix things, and due to the fact that that was happening in isolation, it was actually creating a community men's shed where those activities could be carried out together in that men's shed, and part of it was actually to use their skills and over time, develop a range of different items for the general community for community benefits. So the men shared the work that happens. It's about that social connection. It's doing things which then actually connects back to the broader community, providing could be seats, benches, or a range of different things that it provides for the broader community. So that's really what the men shared concept is based on.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. Councillor Haydell, you came to me just after we were elected with this idea, and I 100% supported it. I arranged a meeting straight away with the CEO and Mr. O'Brien, our Director of Communities in Place. We then proceeded to organise a multi-agency committee to look at how this is going to work. You brought the ladies to a meeting, to a briefing, and explained it. Every councillor there 100% supported the project, but we did have questions. We wanted to know, for you to clarify, because at the moment it's still an idea and it's not a fully formed idea on what you want when we started to challenge you on how this was going to look forward. Look, so we asked you to go and do some more design work and work with this multi-agency group. So I'm just a little bit disappointed with the wording. I'm actually disappointed with the motions here at all, and I'm quite disappointed with the wording here, because we as a group 100% support this project. I just think this motion is preemptive. We've put in place, all the things that have been asked to try and make this a fully formed proposal that can come back, that we can go to government for funding, that we can follow through. And I'm quite conflicted. I support the principle, but I don't really fully understand exactly what I'm being asked to do with this motion, because I believe we've actually done all the things that you've so far asked us to do. Councillor Haynell, would you like to close out the debate, please?
If we could say something, ask a question.
You can ask a question?
Yeah, in relation to wordsmithing, so we get fully announced support of this motion, I would suggest that under 5, HRC prioritise, plan and seek funding.
Well, that the rationale is actually not part of the motion. That is the motion. The rationale is separate to the separate to the
yes,
motion. Yeah, sorry. Councillor Haynell, would you like to close out the debate, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Look, I think we're just getting a little bit ahead of ourselves and it's becoming a little bit more of an emotional debate than it needs to be. We just need a sensible result here regarding such an important issue. Really, we're just asking for a space. We're asking for a space, a bit of garden, and possibly some chairs, and it doesn't have to be this great big massive thing. It is just purely a space of reflection and repose. A garden space, it could be an existing space or it could be new. I'm just saying to council that, given that we have all these strategies and goals that this project will align with, that as I said, we can be leaders. And, these are operational matters. It's not up to me to be part of operational matters as a council other than to facilitate such a project. And more importantly, I think that it needs to come from council directors and directors fitting in with the project plans and ideas and strategies, but most importantly coming from women, from the women in the community. I mean, it's not up for me to say, women, this is what you should have. It's up for the women to inform, and, we have these community consultations coming up. I just think it's perfect timing. I don't know, funding would be great, but
really, you know, I don't think that there's the good men in our community and good women would mind too much if there was a tiny bit of ratepayers' money at the end of the day to provide a small garden space. It doesn't need to be that complicated. And so for that reason, I think that we should move a procedural motion that the amendment, the motion now be.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. So we won't be voting on that and we will continue our discussions with that.
Can I, point of order, why are we not voting?
Didn't you say you want to pull it?
No, this is a notice of motion to be.
You literally just said, I want to have a procedural motion where I pull this, this motion
no,
is pulled.
No, she asked the motion to be pulled.
I beg your pardon, sorry, I thought you said pulled.
No, pushed.
I beg your pardon. Thank you.
No,
sorry.
I was my hearing.
That's why I was a bit confused. So, but that's all right. Okay, we will put this motion to the vote. I do apologise. It was my hearing. All those in favour? Those against? That is a tied vote.
Madam,
I know.
Quick comment. Claudia's motion says, I wish to move that the council look at the project and means to consider. It just says to look.
Can I suggest, Madam Mayor, so one option may be that this is where Councillor Haynell is willing to amend her motion and I'm going to move for the debate. I wish to move that the council seek an officer report because that will address the concerns that the councillors have around the council's role and the coming significant of the amendment. So,
Is it too late to change the wording, Councillor Haynell? Instead of look at a project, seek an officer report, would you be happy if we put that wording in? Because that would address all the concerns that I've heard.
I don't want to take anything out.
Instead of look at a project, it's seek a report on a women's Sarangi garden.
Okay, now we're talking semantics. So what is it that you actually want to...
Instead of the council look at a project, seek an officer report. So we want to continue this project.
I would say can add in that you would also... But I think we need to... I think it just needs to be simple.
If the council look and seek an officer's report.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Councillor.
And then it takes nothing away from Claudia's motion, but it's inclusive of getting more information.
Thank you. Okay. Are you both mover and second are happy with that? Okay, councillors, we'll put that vote to the motion to the vote again. All those in favour of our amended motion, thank you. That is carried.
Thank you.
Confidential matters. There are two confidential items on the agenda for consideration tonight. I now advise that the meeting will close to the public so that we can move into confidential matters. Could someone move that we move into confidential matters? Councillor Power, Councillor Flynn. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried.